Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hadley for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. House reaches second base with a double. Klimchuk moves to third. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klimchuk scores. House moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tasby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tasby. Snyder goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Serve reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-1 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Lump reaches second base with a double. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-1 in the game, with a double. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Portocarrero covering, for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Porto Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Serve strikes out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Arnie Porto Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porto Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Porto Guerrero strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garver bunts in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. House moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyd moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg bunts towards first. Hadley fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Garver drops the ball. Boyd moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Barry Sheetrany pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Bob Hale pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Robinson scores. There goes Sheetrany trying to get to third. Tuttle throws the ball into Williams, who tags Sheetrany for the out. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Fred Valentine pinch runs for Bob Hale. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from House and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Triando's now catching. Chico Carrasquel now playing second base. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serve hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Gus Triando's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triando's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by House for a passed ball. Triandos moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Tasby moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Orioles, 4. Ray Herbert now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley juggles the ball. That's an error on Hadley. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of serve. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Klaus is 0 for 4 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing third base. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. House hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Herbert moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Tuttle moves to second. Roger Maris pinch hits for Dick Williams. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herbert scores. Tuttle scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Serve reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Maris moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maris scores. Serve moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hadley moves to second. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. Serve scores. Hadley moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. House hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith now playing third base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-4 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.